Second-time winner Amanda Maxson.
Hi, everyone. I'm Amanda Maxson. I'm honored to be a returning winner both last year and humbled again this year. I go to graduate school at Hunter College, where I'm looking to be a teacher of the blind and visually impaired. I'm actually starting my student teaching on Monday at the New York Institute for Special Education. thank you. I'm nervous, but I'm also very, very excited. I hope to apply what I've learned. And as for the NFB, I want to thank the scholarship committee for giving me the honor once again. And the NFB has become my family. My first national scholarship convention was in Texas in 2010. And I've made a lot of great friends both then that I've kept and I know I will keep for life. And I've been making new friends both also at this convention. And again, it's family, and once you're family, you're in for life. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tommy Needham.
Thank you very much. I've been a part of the NFB for about 7 years. Hello. Hi, how are you? My name's Tommy Needham. I've been a part of the Federation for about 7 years since I first lost my sight. It's been an experience like no other. I went to the Colorado Center for the Blind. Carl Jacobson was the first man to give me a cane. Especially now, my dad got diagnosed with lung cancer, and it's been like a family. Everybody's been, you know, he can't be here, he's in chemo, and so just puts, you know, makes it a little easier. He's very proud of me, and it's all for him.
I'm going to be doing paralegal studies, studying for the LSAT on my own, and hoping to be a prosecutor, so... thank you, everybody, and it's great to be here.
Valeria Paradiso.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Valeria Paradiso. I am an undergraduate student. I am a sophomore at Hunter College. I am a psychology major. I hope one day to be working with young children. I love children. And I'm also a classical music minor. So I was thinking about potentially going into art therapy. And this is my first convention at the NFB. I'm very excited to be here, although I've been in touch with the agency since I was about 10, around the time that I lost my sight. And, you know, for the last 9 years, it's been really amazing being in contact with all these great people with the same problem who make you feel so welcome and so, like Amanda said, like a family. And I'm so, so honored to be here. Thank you for the opportunity, and this will not be my last convention, so.
Bridget Walker.
Sorry. my name's Bridget. All right. Hi, everyone. My name's Bridget Walker. I believe this is now my sixth convention. I've been here for quite a while. I started when I was 9, and when I came to the National Federation of the Blind, I had pretty well nothing. I didn't know Braille, I didn't have a cane, nothing. And my first cane walk was with Carl. I remember it to this very day. I'm proud to say that I graduated from two high schools, the New York Institute for Special Education, and from Brondout Valley High School, my public high school. And now I'm at Ulster County Community College in my first semester. My goal is to become a teacher of the visually impaired with a secondary in assistive technology. And one day, I hope to do technology evaluations for the State Commission for the Blind. So I want to thank everyone for the opportunities. I love the NFB. You guys have really helped me out. And I can't thank you enough. It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, before I forget, I want to thank the scholarship committee members. Each of you, some of the committee members will be mentoring the winners. Each of you, I know the committee members picked out who they're going to sit with this morning and who they're going to sit with this afternoon. Okay, let me do this way. Who has Nihal? Okay, call her over there, or make sure she gets over to you. Who has Amanda? Okay, you're with Chris. Who has Tommy? Okay, get him over there. Who has Valeria, Romeo, okay, hook up. And who has Bridget? I heard is it Chansey? Yes, I think it was Chansey. Okay. We'll see. Have all you guys registered and gotten lunch tickets and banquet tickets?
Scholarship okay. People.
Right. And Jill, did you get a lunch ticket and a banquet ticket?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Jill is our sponsor, the person that we're sponsoring, who came very, very close to being a scholarship winner, but the NFB of New York is sponsoring Jill, and we're pleased to have you with us. Thank you.
It's Jill Pierre, by the way. Okay, I think we've covered it. We will, again, I encourage all of you to attend the student lunch, which I'm sure Carl will tell us where it is near the end, at the end of the session. We will have the banquet this evening. And I know most of you have been here before, but one or two of you haven't. So I want to make sure that all that's covered. And again, it's a privilege. I think my favorite part is calling the winners and telling them that they've been chosen. The reactions are, you guys are all thrilled. And it's a privilege to do that. And I will now turn the mic back over to our president.